WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is primary day in South Carolina, where former President Donald Trump is looking to put away former Republican Governor Nikki Haley. ABC's Rachel Scott's in Charleston.
Trump has barely campaigned here, only touching down in the final hours, but polls show he's still leading Haley by 30 points. This is Haley's home turf. She was elected governor twice, and Sheehan says she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden in November.
The former president came out Friday in support of IVF treatment. Democrats, though, say he's the reason the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos are people, which led health systems in the state to pause IVF treatments. There are commemorations in Ukraine today marking 2 years since Russia invaded and the war began. Anniversary comes amid an uncertain future for Western aid to the country. And Pope Francis canceled audiences today. The Vatican says he has a light flu. This is ABC News. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built lunar lander is on the surface of the moon. Odysseus was built by a private company, which says it's there and it's communicating, but there is one issue.
Odysseus landed as planned near the south pole of the moon. One hiccup, though, when it landed, its foot got stuck and it tipped over onto its side, and it stuck tipped over. Steve Ultimus, the CEO of Intuitive Machines, which built Odysseus, says it's still a success.
The majority of our payloads are all in view, and we are collecting science, and we've collected science along the way.
He says the solar arrays are still facing the sun, and the batteries are at 100%. Soon they plan to send back photos from the moon. Alex Stone, ABC. News.
United Airlines followed American in announcing higher costs for checking bags. Beginning today, economy passengers on domestic flights will be charged $5 more, $35 if they pay for it at least 24 hours before the flight, $40 after that. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People with student loan debt have a chance to get their payments lowered or even have their balances forgiven altogether. But as Alex Gonzalez reports, people with older loans in particular will have to act quickly.
The U.S. Department of Education will be conducting a one-time payment count adjustment this coming summer. Cora Hume is an attorney with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and says borrowers who have non-federally held loans must consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan with the Department of Education by April 30th to reap the potential benefits.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments based on family size and income.
Hume says the Department of Education will give borrowers credit through its income-driven repayment program for repayment periods from July 1, 1994. 32% of older borrowers are struggling to pay their bills, which is why she encourages folks to call 1-800-433-3243 or visit studentaid.gov/loan-consolidation to find out if they're eligible for the significant adjustment. Hume says nationally there are 1.1 million older borrowers that are not in the direct loan program and hold an average debt of $29,500 in student debt.
The three loans that must be consolidated to receive this payment count adjustment is the commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent Plus loans.
Hume says the upcoming deadline has the potential to change lives and suggests taking action sooner rather than later. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks' first game after the All-Star break was just what the doctor ordered. The Bucks with a 112-107 win in Minnesota. Giannis with 33 points. Lillard with 21. Malik Beasley with 14 in the second half. Milwaukee dominated the third quarter but looked tired at the end, head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, one thing you can see with our team, I don't know if there's any place to do it, out, but you can see conditioning because they're playing hard. They were gassed. There were a bunch of guys gassed on our team for sure. And that's what happens when you play hard defense and hard offense. So we're going to have to try to condition in games, you know, to get that, because we have to get used to playing that way for 48 minutes.
In New Orleans, a fourth quarter fight left four players ejected from the game, including Jimmy Butler. The Miami Heat went on to win 106-95 over the Pelicans. For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
What are you doing?
Drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the 40 still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But for what?
We don't love them, no.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. See, everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating heat. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mack into this trick named Shady. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that trick, please raise up off these NUTs cause you gets none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze, say you know I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray and a fat ass Jay of some bubonic ET that made me choke. This ain't no joke, I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and ETF toe down now, but it ain't no stopping cause I'm still popping. And Dre got some tricks from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top, cause when I get through I got to hit the dope spot. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love them, no, I'm off the dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the house, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Just think, if this were Zoom, you'd be able to mute Jack FM before we say something.
Privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence. Because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts BEST to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text BEST to 200-300. That's BEST to 200-300.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and a little breezy out of the southwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs today in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high near 41. For Monday, windy but warm with highs in the mid-50s. That's weather. It's 2 degrees at our studios.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is just a ploy to get your attention.
Oh,
1031 Jack FM, playing what we want.
One man, what happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life, and nothing has been alright since Miss Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, no, of course we're listening. Can you just repeat that last part at 866-930-JACK? Thanks. Thank you. Jack FM while we separate the wheat from the chaff.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and a little breezy out of the southwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs today in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high near 41. For Monday, windy but warm with highs in the mid-50s. That's weather. It's 2 degrees at our studios.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
nobody's perfect. Cool. Jack FM's a nobody.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober.
When do the training wheels come off?